This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The stage is set for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies in six states and two union territories tomorrow. In this phase, eight Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, four seats in Jharkhand, all seven seats in Delhi, six in Odisha, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, eight seats in West Bengal, and one parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. Polling for 42 assembly constituencies for the Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. Around 11.4 lakh polling officials will welcome over 11.13 crore voters across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. Speaking to media ahead of the sixth phase, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar appealed to all voters to participate in the Festival of Democracy. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has accused the Congress party of speaking the language of Pakistan. Addressing an election rally in Dinanagar of Gurdaspur district of Punjab today, he said the INDIA bloc is a big threat to the security of the country because the agenda of the Congress party is to reimpose Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir and encourage terrorism there. The Prime Minister said today Congress and Aam Aadmi Party are trying to throw dust in the eyes of the people of the country. He later addressed a rally in Jalandhar. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister held two election rallies in Shimla and Mandi parliamentary constituencies in Himachal Pradesh. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot campaigned for the party candidate in the Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency of Punjab today. Addressing an election rally at Noorpur Bedi, he criticized the central government, stating that the BJP at the center has weakened the constitutional institutions and has made the common man poorer by enriching industrialists. Bahujan Samaj Party's national president Mayawati addressed a rally in Nawanshahr town of Punjab, taking a dig at the central government. She said, "Today farmers are very sad and troubled." She alleged that the Modi government is privatizing central agencies, which goes against democracy. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies at Bihar and Jharkhand today. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties also held rallies in support of their candidates. The Supreme Court today refused to issue directions to the Election Commission on a plea for uploading polling booth-wise voter turnout data on its website during the Lok Sabha elections and favoured a hands-off attitude amidst an ongoing electoral process. A vacation bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and Satish Chandra Sharma adjourned the hearing on the application and said it will be heard after the Lok Sabha elections are over. Doordarshan Kisan, DD Kisan, is going to become the first government TV channel of the country to launch two AI anchors, AI Krish and AI Bhumi. Agriculture Ministry said DD Kisan is coming with a new look and a new style amongst the farmers of India on Sunday, where the presentation of the channel is going to be in a new avatar. It said the AI anchors can speak in 50 languages and read news 24 hours and 365 days without getting tired. The Inter-Meteorological Department has said a cyclonic storm developing in the Bay of Bengal is expected to hit the coasts of West Bengal and neighbouring Bangladesh as a severe cyclonic storm on Sunday. Our correspondent reports the depression over the Bay of Bengal is lying nearly 660 kilometres from Sagar Dweep of South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. Cyclonic storm Remal is likely to coincide with the voting in eight seats in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state tomorrow. The Election Commission has alerted the district administration to take all precautionary measures at polling stations in view of the brewing storm. India's Jyoti, Surekha Venam and Priyansh have entered the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 at Yecheon in South Korea today. The team defeated the host country's duo of Han Seung-yeon and Yang Jae-won in a tight semi-final. With this, India has confirmed its second medal in the tournament after the compound women's team of Jyoti Parnit Kaur and Aditi Swami entered the final on Wednesday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.